Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is facing a great decision. That decision comes up about a year from now. And just about exactly a year from now, when we vote on who will occupy the White House beginning on January 20th, 2025. Are there more alternatives than the incumbent president, Joe Biden, and the former president, Donald J. Trump? Well, yeah. I mean, Trump has a bunch of alternatives still in the Republican primary struggles. And there is all kinds of evidence that there is at least a little bit of momentum sort of empowering Nikki Haley to become the most formidable challenger to President Trump. And on the Democratic side, there is now not only Robert Kennedy Jr., who was running for the Democratic nomination, now is running as independent and getting 22% in one recent poll. What does all that mean? Well, it means that the American people are not happy with just a duopoly of a choice between two people, one named Trump, one named Biden. They would like a different start in a different direction. Dean Phillips may not be the answer. Dean Phillips is one of those people who does not gotten a lot of publicity for his presidential campaign. Yes, he is running for president. He is a member of the House of Representatives, a moderate Democrat from Minnesota, and he just held his first town hall in New Hampshire, where they're reporting in the Washington Post that first town hall didn't go according to plan. And it is a sign that his nascent campaign faces major hurdles as he vies for the Democratic nomination. We will get to that. We'll also get to a couple of big new movies that are coming out. One of them are going to be a major Oscar contender, and the other one produced by two super celebrities who aren't known for producing movies. This is the first one that they have actually produced. Husband and wife team. Who are we talking about? We'll get to that. First up, a Call of the Week classic to bring us back into perspective. These some unusual, cranky, and crazy calls from November of 2011. Listen.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is
Diane in Santa Monica, California. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
I'm really getting tired of hearing the Republicans' point of view. They're so darn worried that they might have to put out a little money for those less fortunate than themselves. That's exactly why I left the Republican Party. They're so damn greedy. So we have to put out money. There are people starving. And so if we have to put out extra money to help those that really are starving, so be it. So I'm an old lady, and I'm going to tell you that this greediness in the Republican Party is absolutely outrageous.
I'm as bad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Christian in Sacramento, California. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
How you doing, Michael?
Very well, Christian.
You are such a shameless hack. I love it. Well, you guys are just traitors. You Republicans, they are anti-American traitors. You don't mind spending billions on war, and then when the check comes, you run away from it. You're a traitor, Michael. You're a traitor.
And can't you feel the
love tonight? Jay, Kirkland, Washington.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, you're on.
I just want to say I hear you're saying about those filthy, stinking bums mooching off the government that just can't feed themselves. That's a parody of you, I think, man. Herman Cain, I think I know what you guys are thinking why he might win. Do you know why?
No, I don't think he might win. Is this another joke?
No, he might win because Herman Cain is blacker than Obama. Herman Cain is blacker than Obama.
Jay, are you a professional comedian? He hung up.
Herman Cain is blacker than Obama. Herman Cain is blacker than Obama. Herman Cain is blacker than Obama. Herman Cain is blacker than Obama.
And just an indication that we are very glad to have listeners who agree and disagree with part of what we talk about on air. By the way, if you disagree, you can pick up the phone, 1-800-955-1776. I was reading about this experience with Dean Phillips. There must be video involved. But this is the launching of his campaign. It's the very first town hall in New Hampshire. And they said in the Washington Post it didn't go according to plan, as a sign that his nascent campaign faces major hurdles as advised for the Democratic nomination. Now, remember, he is challenging Joe Biden, who, according to all of the polling, he has an even more overwhelming lead in the Democratic Party than Donald Trump does in the Republican Party. I mean, President Trump, according to the Real Clear Politics average, has more than 50%, closer to 60% of the Republican voters. Biden has over 70% of Democratic voters, well, partially because nobody's heard of Dean Phillips. Speaking in a theater in New Hampshire, less than a week after announcing his campaign, Phillips faced screaming and profanity from voters who were disappointed in his response to a question on a ceasefire in the Middle East. He probably does not support a ceasefire, would be my strong guess. He is a strong supporter of Israel. He is of a Jewish background, and commitment has been active in Jewish activities for years, Dean Phillips. The idea that voters would walk out because he did not favor a ceasefire in the Middle East, which is, by the way, the position of the U.S. government and the position of his opponent for the Democratic nomination, Joe Biden. He was accused of gaslighting the lone black woman in the audience, who was escorted out of the event, but not before a handful of other attendees walked out of the room in disgust. Okay, this is not the way you want to begin the campaign. I honestly don't know where Dean Phillips goes here, and one of the rumors about his campaign, because he is a bright, a well thought of guy. He's popular among his fellow Democrats. Again, even though he is a moderate and a pro military voice in the Democratic caucus, the idea is he's emphasizing Biden's age, and if there is a health emergency, which is not an impossible thought, but it's a terrible thought, that interrupts the campaign, were people going to turn to Dean Phillips suddenly? Meanwhile, there's something where they're going to have to turn suddenly to actually facing in the Congress of the United States, which is the looming government shutdown, which is due to occur exactly 2 weeks from today. Can you believe that? We'll get to that and what should be done, what should be said, what should be pursued. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are many challenges facing Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States, second in line to the presidency right after the Vice President. And The Mike Johnson has been focused, I think rightly so, on emergency aid to Israel. And then he has also spoken on behalf of a positive reaction to continuing aid to Ukraine. But the idea of taking that up as part of a combined bill that would include something for border security and include the $14 billion for Israel and more money for Ukraine, and would also include the subtraction of new IRS agents meant to catch tax cheats. The fact that all of this is so complicated now politically, with one bill likely to pass the Senate and a very different bill likely to pass the House, and all of this when a government shutdown is 2 weeks away. This is Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, the Democratic leader of the House of Representatives, on the likelihood of a government shutdown 2 weeks from now. Listen.
The American people should be very concerned that the extreme MAGA Republicans have made a decision once again to try to shut down the government. This notion of a so-called laddered CR. Like, the novelty, being delicate with my words here, the novelty of my friends on the other side of the aisle in terms of how they come up with language that disguise their intentions, translation, they want to shut the government down. Because many of my Republican colleagues fundamentally do not believe in a functional federal government which is designed to meet the health, the safety, and the economic well-being of the American people. They're not interested in a functional federal government.
Okay, that's obviously overstating the situation, but they do believe that the federal government could be functional if it were smaller. But the idea that right now you achieve reducing the size of government by shutting it down, that's really what Hakeem Jeffries should be addressing. What is so illogical and so dangerous about the whole idea of a government shutdown is a lot of people say, oh, good, so we'll be spending less money. Government shutdowns cost more money because you have to pass back pay. You have to provide back pay for the people who are not going to be receiving the pay. It also would actually do damage to the economy, which has had a spurt of good news recently, and some very good news. The market was up again today, more than 200 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages. So basically, to keep that momentum going, the idea that it's somehow going to improve that momentum or improve the economy or improve life for typical Americans who would be at the very least discomfited, if not genuinely damaged by another government shutdown. And how long would it last? How the idea that the government shutdown works, how do you get it to work when you have a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president who does have veto power? The entire ongoing train wreck that seems to be looming straight ahead is not encouraging. I'll tell you what else is not encouraging. There's a piece at MSNBC.com about Robert Kennedy Jr., and they report a new Quinnipiac University poll shows independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is attracting an eye-popping amount of support from voters and seemingly positioning himself as a serious threat to both parties. The survey found that in a hypothetical three-way matchup in 2024, Kennedy would get the support of 22% of registered voters. That's more than Ross Perot ever got. President Donald Trump would get 36%, and President Joe Biden would get 39%. If you simply say that, let's say, of the 36% who are currently supporting Trump, that 6% of those bleed away and go over to support Kennedy, and then have 6% of people supporting President Biden who would go over to support Kennedy, Kennedy wins the election. You know, because if he has 22% now and he gets 6% from Biden and another 6% from Trump, that gives him 34% that would be more than... Or you have a three-way tie. And you have the very real possibility that with the Electoral College that nobody gets a majority of the Electoral College and then goes to the House of Representatives, which, given the fact that they couldn't even decide on who to choose as a speaker, is not really encouraging, because you can't really say, well, the presidency is going to be vacant for a while. Well, the newly elected House makes up its mind. These numbers shouldn't be taken as accurate predictions, they write at MSNBC, but they should be taken at least a little bit seriously. I would advise against putting any money on this survey as a preview of the popular vote, given the nature of the general electorate and how far we are from Election Day. But outsized interest in Kennedy could be seen as a tangible expression of a wider discontent with the two likely general election candidates, both of whom were unpopular and have glaring vulnerabilities. And combined with campaign finance reports that show Republican leaning donors giving to Kennedy more often than Democratic leaning donors, those poll numbers suggest that Trump may be at slightly greater risk than Biden in terms of losing voters to Kennedy's run. Kennedy is the runaway favorite among voters who view both major party candidates unfavorably. And then they bring up the fact that all of this being said, the idea that Ross Perot got 19% of the vote, almost as much as Kennedy is getting now, but he didn't carry a single electoral vote. They write that George H.W. Bush and his Democratic challenger Bill Clinton ran against Perot, where he got a 19% performance that was undoubtedly a remarkable shock to the two-party system. But he secured roughly half the proportion of voters he was putting up in summer polling, and he failed to win a single electoral vote. What happened with Perot's campaign was he pulled out of the race. He withdrew to the race because he was afraid the CIA was chasing him, and then he came back in the race at the tail end and still won that 19%. What if Robert Kennedy actually ran a good campaign? Or is that inconceivable? We'll be talking about a new legal challenge for President Trump's former chief of staff, not from the government, but from his publisher. What's going on? We'll get to it on the MedVed Show.
Now, that was just sad.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack. Or new attacks.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion. Recent maps provide insight into the regions that will experience the heaviest snowfall this winter. Researchers at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have updated data on the areas most affected by El Nino. John Schaefer, USA News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Michael Medved Show, I mentioned that there's some problems ahead for Mark Meadows, who is the former chief of staff for President Trump. His last chief of staff, he's the one who said he has been cooperating with the prosecutor, with Jack Smith and his team, regarding President Trump and the accusations of his attempting to illegally overturn a legitimate election. The Hill reports that the publisher of Mark Meadows' book is now suing the former White House chief of staff, arguing in court filings today, this morning, that he violated an agreement with All Seasons Press by including false statements about former President Trump's claims surrounding the 2020 election. Meadows, the former White House chief of staff under President Donald J. Trump, promised and represented that all statements contained in the work are true and based on reasonable research for accuracy, and that he has not made any misrepresentations to the publisher about the work. The publishing company writes in its lawsuit, which was filed in court in Sarasota County, Florida. Now, what does this mean? It means that on one of the key issues that is going to come up in Trump's eventual trial with Jack Smith on his indictments in the idea that he attempted to overthrow the election and to knowingly undo what was a legitimate result from voters, basically a huge part of this case is going to turn on whether the prosecutors can convince
a jury and a judge that that President Trump knew that he had lost the election and that he was acting in a fraudulent way when he tried to claim stolen, rigged. Now, what all of it is difficult about for Mark Meadows is it sounds like in the book he was taking the pro-Trump line. And now it appears that he has changed his mind and he is taking the position, at least according to reports, he's cooperating with the prosecutors by saying, no, of course, we took investigations, we made investigations, we got reports. Trump knew very well that he had actually lost. Now, of course, they could just say that the new book is a work of fiction anyway. And that way, however you want to see Mark Meadows or his testimony, you can get away with that. Speaking of getting away with things, there was a vote on whether or not to expel George Santos from the House of Representatives. Who was behind that vote? Mostly his fellow Republicans from New York State, who dread the idea that they're going to have to be on the same ballot with George Santos when he's running for re-election. And Politico is reporting that he will be running for re-election even if he is expelled. The Long Island Republican facing federal fraud charges signaled he will run again for his House seat next year if lawmakers did succeed ultimately in expelling him from office. I'm sure he would try to run even if he is found guilty of credit card fraud, of taking credit cards that people had given his campaign to actually help pay for his campaign, giving those credit cards to people and using their numbers to actually steal money from their accounts. Meanwhile, no stealing involved here, but a very big worry about security. There's a story at KTLA TV in Southern California, in L.A., that says that as the war between Israel and Hamas rages, local gun shop owners are seeing a huge rush on buying guns by Jewish families. Many people who are getting armed for the first time. This is the report. Listen.
Taking matters into their own hands, literally. Jewish Americans are arming themselves in record numbers.
For having a gun. That's the only way I feel like I will be safe in my house now.
This woman did not want to be identified. She has been anti-gun her whole life. That is until now.
In the past, it would have never, ever, the thought of never would have crossed my mind. Now it's not only do I, my husband, to figure this issue out, but I think we're all going to be trained on how to use the gun.
Gun store owners say most first-time buyers have been women and are now seeing an uptick in purchases from those who identify as Jewish.
Jews are terrified.
Russell Stewart is owner of Beverly Hills Guns and says he's never seen anything like it.
Never at this kind of uptick, never at this kind of rate where the phone is ringing literally off the hook noon and night. We have appointments for weeks now.
And it's not just the Jewish community. The FBI has seen an increase in recent reports of anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents across the country, highlighting the tensions that the Middle East conflict overseas has raised. The agency released a joint intelligence bulletin days after a 6-year-old Muslim boy was stabbed to death in a Chicago suburb because of his Palestinian heritage. At Burbank Ammo and Guns, fire safety certification tests are up 75%, selling nearly 200. This time last year, only 45.
It's not quite as bad as COVID was. The COVID, the line was out the door, wrapped around the block. Mm-hmm. Now it's still very, very busy.
And since the conflict began, security has also been beefed up at synagogues and mosques.
Okay, look, this is a sad situation, and stories like that horrible story out of Chicago where the landlord for a mother and her son, who was Palestinian Americans, were both knifed by this gentleman in his 70s who was clearly insane.
and representing a point of view that has no defense to it at all, and an incredibly cruel act, stabbing a six-year-old repeatedly until he died. I mean, you cannot justify material like that. But how would the presence of a gun have saved the woman in that situation? It's hard to imagine. Or you want to train the six-year-old with a gun as well. I do think that the level of alarm that they're talking about in this story is very real. And they report, as part of this KTLA story about Jews buying guns, some for the first time, in Studio City, which is in the San Fernando Valley, the home of a Jewish family was broken into by a man threatening to kill them while hurling anti-Semitic insults. The victim, who was 9 months pregnant, told KTLA that the intruder first kicked in the door to their master bedroom. Her husband fought with him while she called 911. Officers arrived and found the man armed with a kitchen knife. He was taken into custody without further incident and shouted, "Free Palestine" and "Brown Lives Matter" as he was cuffed and placed in a police cruiser. Store owners say they have seen an influx of Jewish and Israeli Americans, many of them women, arming up in case they're the next target here at home. And look, the target for insults and threats obviously leads precisely to this kind of fear. Meanwhile, rather than leading to fear, there are two pretty good movies that are both becoming available just about now. One of them is going to be a major Oscar contender, I think. We'll tell you about those films and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the song that you're hearing in the background is a traditional Sabbath Eve song for Jewish people all around the world. And it asks basically for protection and peace, peace above all, for people everywhere. And may we be blessed by angels of peace. And I think of this particularly this week because I have nephews and a wonderful young man who's married to my niece who are away on the front right now. They have been called up into reserve duty among 360,000 other Israelis. And my nephew, through marriage, the husband of my niece, Yoni, is fairly well known together with my niece, Nina. They are Yonina, which is a religiously oriented singing duo in Israel. And Yoni's at the front, and he did a remarkable, unbelievable, tear-jerking video, which is, you can now see at, in our newsletter, which is coming out on Friday, and it's available. You can go to michaelmedved.com. He basically is in the trenches, literally on the front, made the video of himself and another singing soldier, and they were singing a song of praise to God with, basically asking for God's protection for them and their brothers in arms. And I'm sorry I get emotional thinking about it, because back at home, the wife of the soldier, my niece, Nina, wrote a song which she has also posted for around the world. It's a lullaby, and it's a traditional Jewish lullaby melody. The words to the song, to the lullaby, are Nomi, 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 my child, my little Nomi, Nomi. Dad went to the army, gone, gone, Daddy. We'll return at the end of the war. We'll bring you a kiss. Dad went to the troops, gone, gone, Daddy. All are saints and heroes, keeping all the children safe. Dad went down south, gone, gone, Daddy. Let's pray that he returns safely and goes straight to sleep. Dad went to the reserves, gone, gone, Daddy. He will come back with a dirty uniform. We'll bring you hugs. Mommy is right here beside you. Mother, mother is here. When a tear comes in your eyes, give a hug and a smile. Are there some smiles in the movie offerings this week? The latest from Hollyweird. The big movie this week is called The Holdovers, and it's by Alexander Payne, who is well known for having done Sideways, which stars Paul Giamatti. Giamatti's in this film again, too. He did The Descendants with George Clooney, and Election, many other films that are critically acclaimed, if not box office spectaculars. This movie is about a fictional prep school in New England in 1970. And The Holdovers, of the title, refers to kids who have no place to go on the Christmas holiday. For some reason, they can't go home. They have to stay at the school. And there's just a handful of them. And they have to work with a crusty, grumpy teacher, a teacher of classic civilizations, played by Paul Giamatti, who is probably an Oscar contender for The Holdovers.
Mr. Hunnam.
Hello, Mary.
I heard you got stuck with babysitting duty this year. How'd you manage that?
Now, most of the kids dislike you, pretty much hate you. Teachers, too. You know that, right?
I find the world a bitter and complicated place, and it seems to feel the same way about me. I think you and I have this in common.
There's nobody here, okay? You stay out of my way, and I'll stay out of yours.
I'd like to propose a toast to my two unlikely companions.
Okay, the film is extraordinarily well acted, as you'd expect from Alexander Payne. And there's a newcomer in the film who plays the main focus of the relationship that develops between him and the teacher. Is Dominic Sessa is the young actor who is going to get a lot of attention for this. The story begins by focusing on five different students who are stuck as holdovers back in 1970 with Paul Giamatti. But then it goes to become more of a focus on the Dominic Sessa character, who has a troubled situation at home. It's moving. It is engaging. It is relatively slow-moving. At one point, you wonder what happened to the rest of the characters who we spend some time introducing. The movie also co-stars the head of the cafeteria at this fictional prep school. Her name is Divine Joy Randolph, who is terrific. She has mourning the loss of a son who went to Vietnam. Remember, this is supposed to be taking place in 1970. The film will certainly get, as Sideways did, a serious Oscar attention. It's a rated R for some dark references and harsh language. It's playing in theaters 3.5 stars for The Holdovers. The other film, which is going to be streaming on Netflix, is called Rustin, and it's about Bayard Rustin, who is one of the most significant figures in the civil rights movement of the 60s. Coleman Domingo plays the title role, and he is completely spellbinding in this movie. It's also produced by Michelle and Barack Obama. Yeah, really. It's a movie company of theirs, and there it has its moments of inspiration. Listen.
So an epic demonstration at our nation's capital, organized in 8 weeks.
Do this, Dr. King. Own your power.
There's one person who can organize an event of this scale.
A demonstration made up of angelic troublemakers such as yourselves.
Make sure you're there!
Black, white, young, old, rich, working class, poor, will descend on Washington, D.C.
You're relevant. It's Friday night. I've been called worse.
Okay, the remarkable aspect of this film
is it tells a remarkable true story. George Wolfe, who's a veteran director, brings to life all of these major civil rights figures. Chris Rock is on hand. He plays Roy Wilkins, who's head of the NAACP. And there's a new actor who's completely knocks the ball out of the park playing Dr. King. It's all about the excitement and the inspiration, which was largely provided by Bayard Rustin, who was a civil rights activist. He was also someone who was one of the first public figures to be fairly straightforward about being a gay American. And the film ends up spending a great deal of time on the struggles that you would have back in 1950s and 60s as somebody somebody who's gay. And while you're struggling for the civil rights of a huge number of Americans, the best part of the movie is it captures the spellbinding and actually soul-stirring excitement of putting together an event like the March on Washington, which is extremely well presented here and catches you up in some of that excitement. The sections about the personal life of Bayard Rustin, which was troubled, are a little bit less convincing. By the way, President Obama, before co-producing this film with his wife Michelle, actually had awarded Bayard Rustin, the real Bayard Rustin, with a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom that he presented, President Obama, to Rustin's partner of 10 years. 3 stars, rated PG-13 for some references to sexuality and some harsh language. Coming up next week, there's a big new book called Where Have All the Democrats Gone? Roy Teixeira, the author, will join us on Monday. And the new meaning of tattoos, why is tattoo removal changing the culture of ink? That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.